Is that the right? Sure. Okay. Let's push this chat button, see if I can do that. Now how about some music, huh?
Just thought you should know I got my mom's
sure.
car if you need a ride. And everything's melted, but I'm as fresh as the day I met you.
Okay, let's set that there. Put my seatbelt on. Okay. Well, that's very exciting. This is very exciting. I'm coming to you live from my storage locker, where I just dropped off some stuff. Not a lot of stuff, but hey, it's got to start somewhere. What better time than here? What better time than now? As they say. How do I open this gate? Do I have to... am I supposed to go around the other way? Did I do a wrong? Oh, man. Access gate. Am I close enough to open the gate? I am. Hi.
Normally it's the farther gate.
Yeah. Okay.
It happens to everybody every single time.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day, sir.
You too. That makes sense. The gate is one way, and then... Oh, all these cars are coming. Fuck it, we're going. Oh, you dumbasses. Oh, all these people. Oh, all these people. Okay. We'll loop back around. We'll make our way on the freeway. Hey, there's an El Pollo Loco over here. Anyway, now I've got a storage locker with about 7 boxes of Xbox 360 games in it. So, yeah. I uploaded a YouTube short showing the locker, because that seemed like a thing you could do. I think that uploaded. I'm not actually sure, but I don't know. Let's drive this way until we see something that looks like a big enough street to get through to a freeway on ramp. And then we'll try to get to the P.O. box. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, obviously this one load is not going to make any real difference, but, you know, I've got to get, I need a space to put stuff while I figure out what I'm going to keep and get rid of. I have to be able to separate those two things because I don't have enough, space to move in right now. So, So this will help with that for sure. I'm really against it. I'm really not into the idea of having a storage locker kind of at all. But, you know, this is kind of how it had to go. If I'm going to make any headway in the garage, I kind of have to do this. So, this is that other target. Okay, this is where the other target is. No, wait, that's another target. Where the fuck am I? Have I made a huge mistake about which lane I've gotten into?
It seems I may have.
So I decided this morning to finally pull the trigger on that storage locker. Finally had just enough time to get it done and get out there and at least get one load of stuff in there. Now I gotta get to the P.O. box because there's stuff that's been in there for a pretty long time. East? I don't want to go east. This is mysterious. Okay. So here's this street. This is... okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. This is that coffee place and that sports bar. Okay. We need to be... Here's where the dump is. Okay, good to know. Okay, so if I go straight, that's the dump. But instead, we're getting on the freeway. Okay, got it. That'll probably come in handy at some point, knowing where the dump is. Oh boy. All right. Yeah, and then I gotta get back and start sending emails and booking appointments and all this other stuff for the June stuff for video games. So that's about a month out now. Thank you. oh wow, is the Mixlr app up to date enough to where it uses the dynamic island? That's huge. That's huge! Never before has the Mixlr app been so vibrant. Oh, man. I am fucking exhausted. I did not sleep for shit last night. Oh, man. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's, do I have, yes, I have my keys.
Okay. Carrying two phones.
Jeff Keighley, 2009 of this.
Well, it's 5 packages. 4 of them seem like they may have energy drinks in them. I don't know. 4 of them definitely have cans of some kind. What's in this one, though? Oh, Jesus. I'm not gonna do this. This is crazy. Someone's gotta. Is this what those Danish energy drinks tasted like? The traditional candies come in the shape of coins, so it seems to match your description of those drinks tasting like dirty old pennies from Disco Spawn. And here we have Nordic Sweets, salty licorice fish. Great. Great. Thanks. Thanks for that. Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks so much for that. All right. I'm just going to drive over to the 7-Eleven real quick. And I guess I need to start the car, huh? I could have sworn I did. I didn't. Oh, what was that? That's not a good... It's even worse that there's nothing there that I hit. That's just the car. I need to get these cars of ours looked at. it. Okay. Let's see here. I think we're gonna change it up. I'm gonna have to go to YouTube to find this. The hot music is too hot for Spotify. We can all agree. There it is. This is what we've been missing. Minecraft parody music also play a lot of Minecraft, or are they just like, yeah, I mean, I used to play a lot of it.
Trees when I live in the side.
mean, like, that's two songs in a row that have mentioned not digging straight down, which seems like pretty base level knowledge. I wonder. I've been driving in a car listening to songs about Minecraft, you know? Just three songs in a row talking about the perils of digging straight down.
Come from, nobody knows.
benefit of just using the actual instrumentals, you know, or using, whether they were AI stripped or they got their hands on actual instrumentals somehow, I assume they stripped them. You know, whereas a lot of parody music does not, you know, they'll use like a MIDI or something, right? I mean, they'll use a...
Okay, I'll make some plans to get some insurance. I plant some seeds to get something to eat. I smell some meat, I punch a couple trees.
So, like, this ends up benefiting because, like, at the end of the day, you're kind of still listening to the album.
I need to sleep. It's hard to be a starter level Steve. I found an ocean, the trident in motion. He hit me, I'm open, my game is below the game.
So it's getting bonus points it probably doesn't deserve. You know what I mean? I will say, vocally, this person does a decent job of replicating the basic sound of the actual vocals. Had some trouble with some of the effects and stuff there, but you know, hey. I'm getting so fucking amped off this fucking record that I got the wrong lane.
Like, I'm curious, like, when he gets that pick in the room. fell in deep sleep. Seen him drink a potion, pulling out his tool. Seen him grab a man and drink his soul. It's a fire train that saw.
There you go.
Cream gonna bow. Hey man, can we work this out, Steve? Like, seriously, please work this out, Steve. Like, just a minute. I'll give you all my diamonds, memory, armor, anything. Like, I'm serious. All you hear is
ooh. You know?
1 billion diamonds. 1 billion diamonds. 1 billion diamonds. 1 billion diamonds.
1 million diamonds. 1 million diamonds.
Sure.
1 million diamonds.
Just use the TikTok voice instead. Why not?
1 million diamonds.
Oh, yeah. Diamonds. Right, and a Joe Biden AI voice. Why wouldn't you?
1 million diamonds.
All right. I'm home. You'll have to seek out the rest of that and hear it for yourself if you want to catch the rest of 10,000 Chests, the Minecraft parody album of 10,000 Gex from Quentin Lovejoy. It's on YouTube. I recommend it. You know what? I just recommend listening to the actual album. that's what that made me want to do. I was like, oh man, it's been 4 or 5 days since I've listened to this album. I should probably just get back into that, huh? I should probably just put that on. But, yeah. All right. I'm going to load these packages in and then send a bunch of emails. Thanks for hanging out. Oh, I see we've gotten onto the Wi-Fi and I haven't seen any chat in the last couple of minutes here. I don't know if those two things are related, but, I don't know. We'll see. Have a good one, everybody, and I will see you for the podcast tomorrow. Bye.